Chapter 3. Polio. Ever forward is the direction I have spent my life until retirement in late 2020. I was 19 years old when I started my first business, Home Watch Bonded Caretakers, a landscape company. I don't think, as a young man of 19, that I spent many hours thinking of the past. I was focused on the future and what I was going to do or preparing to do. One thing I'm really glad I started to do back then and continue to do was document my life in photos. Looking at snapshots from my past, the people that came along, and the adventures helped me show my versions of my unbelievable stories with actual proof that they happened. This may be a good time to mention that when I was 9 months old in 1959, I was the last case of polio in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. I got it in the summer while I was in the process of getting my baby shots, as my mother put it. I had received a series of vaccines and had developed an ear infection, which delayed the final set that included my polio vaccine by 2 weeks. One day, during that time, I woke up completely paralyzed. It lasted about a week, but finally, when it was all said and done, I had recovered, but my left arm was paralyzed. This probably accounts for much of my need to move forward and never let someone or something stop me from following my dreams. I spent every day from when I was a very small child until I was 14 wearing my arm in a sling. To most folks, when they see a child in a sling, they assume he broke his arm. They smile and ask, "How did you break your arm?" I just learned to smile and say, "I didn't break it. I had polio." That was the reply I gave pretty much every day, because you can guarantee someone would ask. The sling situation was remedied by major surgery just before starting high school. To help while away the long summer in a half-body cast, my grandmother gave me an 8-channel portable radio, beginning my lifelong love of music. Polio also caused my mother to be constantly concerned that I would injure my arm. She would tell me not to do things that the other kids did, like play football or wrestle or climb trees. But you see, as a latchkey kid growing up in the 1960s, my mom worked, and at 8 years old I was pretty much on my own all day. The other kids and I used to hang out, after school and in the summer, at the house across the street where we drank coffee, played cards, and smoked cigarettes. One of my childhood friends was Bonnie Lee Bakley. She was a little older, but we all used to hang around together and go skinny dipping in Mellenbach's Pond back in the woods. You might know her name because her husband, Robert Blake, also known as Beretta, the cop with the white cockatoo, was arrested but later acquitted of her murder. It was a few years ago that some of my childhood friends reminded me how I defended them as the younger kids against a neighborhood bully named Timmy. He was older, and he and his buddy used to terrorize them. It was a few years ago that some of my childhood friends reminded me of how I defended them as the younger kids against a neighborhood bully named Timmy. He was older, and he and his buddy Ernie used to terrorize them. Well, I can show you years of grade school pictures of me with a black eye, because I was never afraid of going toe-to-toe with a bully. I've since realized this is one of my superpowers. The concept of, "you can't," has only made me more likely to say, "You want to bet?" Maybe that's the reason that most of my life I felt the need to do physical work to prove that I could do it. And not only do it, but do it with one arm tied across my chest, despite my mother saying, "Use your brain instead of your back." I've reinvented myself many times, first as a landscaper, then a state caretaker, cable guy, radio DJ, radio promoter, and now fisherman. The big difference among all those incarnations is that all but DJ and fisherman required that I generate income. And each time I did, I can talk to anyone, anywhere, and not surprising to those who have met me, know that I thoroughly enjoy it. I make friends in unexpected situations and often with those considered eccentric, but masters in something. The skills needed for me to succeed were taught to me by people that had many years of experience and were generous with their time. I love to learn. I would watch every aspect of what they were doing, absorbing what they said and did. My ability to understand and remember small details, then study and try out the techniques in my mind, even before my hands could accomplish the task, has been a gift. Pair that with my ability to pay attention to what people say, even when it appears I'm not listening, has been another superpower in my life.